This is Annuity Straight Talk. Since 2008, your host, Brian Anderson, has helped clients nationwide navigate the complex market for annuities. With Brian's assistance, hundreds of clients have achieved a profitable and secure retirement. I would know, because Brian has answered many of my questions concerning annuities and retirement planning. So that you can benefit as well, let's get started. Here's Brian.
Hello and welcome everyone to the Annuity Straight Talk podcast, episode number 48. Got some good stuff for you today. My name is Brian Anderson, founder and host, with a special guest who is in-house. And actually, he's around enough, I might want to have to call him my co-host. We'll see. But on a special visit from Southern California to the great state of Montana, we've got John Balmer. Say hello, sir.
Hello, everyone. Brian, thanks for having me on. I appreciate you hosting me here in beautiful Polson, Montana, if I can say that. Flat at the south end of the Flathead Lake, and can't necessarily see the lake behind me, but it's there, and it is god-awful beautiful. I love it.
It is great to have you, and because we're both in the same location, we thought about setting up the shot together, but then sometimes it's hard to, the sound doesn't mix that well, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to give him this. That was like some of you guys that have been around for a long time noticed that's where I had my office last year, which is on the lower patio of the big house. He's about 75 feet from the lake itself. And then, it's a little blurry in the background. We couldn't get the shot, but you know, we're not professional photo video guys. We're just really good at the retirement stuff. So you got to give us a break. And so John, tell them how your trip to Montana has been so far.
My trip to Montana has been amazing. I've seen a lot of the local spots. Brian has been a wonderful host, was treated to an amazing dinner last night, home cooked by Brian, and looking forward to digging into some of those steaks tonight. So I appreciate your hospitality.
You're not supposed to tell everybody that you get steaks when you come. He got a pretty decent burger, and he got a really good hot dog and some chili. Some farm fresh eggs, really doing it up for John. And he's been sitting here.
I couldn't ask for anything else.
He's been talking on the phone, walking outside, doesn't want to interrupt me. And I'm busy putting stuff together and tying up loose ends. So I haven't been the best host, but we're going to try to get this done. And then we're going to go, I'll show him around Western Montana tomorrow.
That's right. It's been great. It's been great so far. It's beautiful. So if you ever get a chance to come visit Brian, take advantage of it.
After we're done with this podcast, I'm going to run down to his location and I'm going to jump off the dock because it's that time of day and it's 88 degrees here right now, which we are not used to. So
yeah,
we've talked about a lot of things. John's usually on to talk about market-based stuff. And he and I were having a conversation a few weeks ago talking about management, and everybody that has paid close attention to when he's on this podcast, he's talked about kind of market indicators, market timing. And I kind of brought up a question. I'm like, well, and I know that I think I can say this. John has a problem in his business where there's a lot of people that don't do everything he tells them to do. Is that fair to say, John?
Yeah, I'd say that's fair. You know, it's a 50-50 blend. A lot of people, everyone pays for the advice. Obviously, those who know me know that the majority of my accounts are fee-based. So as your money grows, my income grows. So I sit on the same side of the table. And when you lose money, I actually get paid less. So if you're going to pay me for the advice, or you're going to pay a professional for the advice, and you're going to pay good money for it, you might as well take that advice. And so I think today we're going to touch on some of the things that you can do as an investor, some things that you should do when taking advice from a professional.
And I think the question I brought up, I said, because I've been impressed by your track record since you've been on this podcast, John. It seems like you kind of have a handle on the charts and are really good at the leading indicators and whatnot that might suggest some volatility and fluctuations. We always talk about being prepared for it. We certainly don't want anyone to lose money. We've both said that before. We want things to work out really well for everyone, no matter what your strategy is. And again, this is for informational and entertainment purposes only. So we're not trying to tell anybody they did anything wrong. by any means. And we're just going to talk about the difference between two people. So he's got some people that kind of go off on their own and take half of his advice, and it doesn't always work out that well. And so my question to him was, is there anybody that does everything you say? And I think you got a handful of those, right, John?
I do. You know, those people value advice. They don't want to spend their time doing the research. They've hired us as professionals to do what we do best, and that's manage money for them or manage their retirement portfolio of the portion that is variable and in the markets. And some of those people have said, hey, you know, I pay you good money to listen to your advice. I want you to, I'll definitely listen to you, do what you think is best for my portfolio. And, you know, Brian, you and I have been talking for months about towards the end of late last year, how, you know, we felt that we were going to have a pretty severe correction. And so my advice to a lot of clients, and in fact, most all clients who are over the age of 50, was to raise a significant amount of cash. So today we're going to kind of show you an example of two clients, client A and client B. And one of those clients told me that I was totally crazy and didn't know what I was talking about. And the other client said, you know what? I think that's a great idea. I'm going to listen to your advice and you know, just exactly tell me what you're going to do. So I ended up raising some cash, and it's made a pretty significant difference in the life of that client. Now, when the market conditions return and macroeconomic conditions return, we will start to reinvest that money. And I think, Brian, you and I have done this quite a few times with a couple different prospects we've talked about, save them tremendous amount of money over time.
Yeah, a handful of people that were anxious about sitting on the sidelines for as long as they did. And this is not, and one of the reasons I think this is valuable, and I hope everybody that watches this or listens to it on a regular basis understands that I am very interested in his perspective and his expertise. And I have constantly said, I'm not the investment guy that hates annuities. Obviously, I'm the annuity guy, but I don't say, oh yeah, you only have to have annuities. My philosophy has always been about coordinating assets between safe and risk to limit volatility and produce higher returns over time. And it really takes as much time as I spend. And John can tell you guys all today, every single thing I did today where I got a lot of work done, it was all related to annuities. That's what I have time to do. And it takes a different perspective and a little bit more labor to have a professional on that side. So I'm grateful that you've added that to the business. You've taught me a lot about it. And I hope everybody understands how valuable this is to see the consistency of the recommendations over the past 6 or 8 months since John's been doing this with us. And then we're actually going to put some numbers to it and see, hey, did it really pay off, and has it done over time? So I kind of want to get that out there first and foremost, John, just to let everybody know, pay attention, because if you're going to stay in the market to some extent, this is not about buying annuities. This is about having professional management that, you know, that can help you kind of weather some of the storms we're seeing right now. And it doesn't mean you have to lock into a 4-year MYGA or a 10-year index annuity or a guaranteed lifetime income contract. That's not at all the purpose of this. Our position is to educate, and my goal is to make sure that you guys get good information in all aspects of asset management, retirement planning, and just generally just winning in the financial side of things. So sorry, there's my rant. It's about all I'm going to say for now. I'm sure I'll have something else because I can't keep quiet. But yeah, John, go ahead.
Yeah, I just think my philosophy is if you can avoid large drawdowns in your portfolio, you're going to have a ton of success. That means that you don't necessarily have to get huge returns on the upside. But it's really, my philosophy is trying to avoid those dramatic downturns, 2000 to 2002, 07 to 09. And not necessarily saying we could have avoided March of 2020 or February of 2020, the pandemic that was very fast and furious. But this we could have seen coming from a mile away. And if you're a retiree or if you're close to retirement, you can't necessarily have the time or afford the 30 or 40% loss in your portfolio. It's just not enough time, particularly if you're taking withdrawals. So that's why we couple it with the annuity strategies that Brian puts together, but then also having that longer term market perspective. But there's a lot of different things that we can do to your portfolio. And I always say cash is actually an asset class. And, you know, the hardest thing to do during a bull market is stay fully invested. And the hardest thing to do during a a bear market is actually stay on the sidelines. So that's what we try to teach our clients to do. We try to help them understand and educate them on when to invest, when to raise cash to buffer volatility. And I think, you know, we've done a pretty good job so far, but I wanted to show people kind of an example of clients who maybe got ahead of themselves and didn't necessarily take our advice as a firm. And then some that really took it to heart and said, you know, we pay you money to do this, so go do your thing.
Right. Well, why don't you share your screen and show us what you're talking about? And while you do that, I'm going to remind everyone that you're not allowed to call John and waste his time. If you want to talk to him, again, because he's not pitching this to you. He's not trying to sell you anything. He's not going to try to convince you to do business with him. He's a busy guy. He's got a lot going on, and he's a good family man too. So if you want to chat with him as part of what you do with me or as part of the questions you have about me, and it doesn't, you do not have to do business with me to talk to John, but I will control the inflow of calls to him based on your level of sincerity. No tire kickers. There's enough information here from annuities or investments to use the information to make good decisions, but please respect his time as well. And I'll field the calls. If you want to get a hold of me, it's 800-438-5121. Talk about your needs and I will decide if I think it's worthwhile, and also talk to John about it too. So anyway, just a disclaimer to say, you know, we don't need his phone ringing off the hook, because I guess he's been around here long enough that he knows mine already does. So anyway, there we go. That's it. So John, go ahead.
So what I want to show people is, you know, this is a client starting in January, you know, late December, we started seeing some economic indicators, some patterns on the charts that were going to really kind of point it towards a significant decline in the markets. No one has a crystal ball, but it was just really inevitable. And so my recommendation went out to clients in early January, prior to the first, you know, major pullback in the market, was to really start to raise cash. And my recommendation was 30 to 40% cash raised in the market. This client is a heavy investor in individual stocks, heavy investor in the technology side. And as you can see by their portfolio, 96% equities, 3.5% cash, no fixed income. They do have other assets that just aren't showing up on this report. But for this account purposes, this is a managed account that I manage. I've picked the allocation, but when I do pick that allocation and recommend individual investments or funds, things like that, do it in a very selective manner. But it's really based on their risk tolerance. This person's risk tolerance is quite high. But my recommendation to them in January was to raise between 30 and 40% cash. You'd be able to have better entry points, maybe rebalance their portfolio, take some cash, set it on the sidelines, wait for that volatility to hit, and then look for opportunistic places to allocate that capital. So as you can see, we are now middle of June, late June. This is from 1-1 or January 1st, beginning of this year through Friday. Beginning value of that portfolio was $547,000. They did not take my advice. They wanted to stay fully invested. And as you can see, 23% later on the drawdown, they're down about $127,000 to put that into real money terms. That's a significant amount of money. This person has saved and invested for over 20 years. They're getting closer to retirement. That's a pretty big haircut to take when things are pretty uncertain like this. So I've talked to this client, informed them that I still believe that we could have a more significant drawdown over the next couple months, given the macroeconomic concerns of the market, but they've remained fully invested. They're not happy about it, but at this point, I can't convince them otherwise. So down 23%. The S&P 500, and I did mention that this client was down, is sort of on the tech heavy side, individual stocks. Those are gonna underperform or outperform the different indexes. S&P 500 as of Friday was down about 17.5% year to date. So this portfolio is actually underperforming the market by about, you know, 6-7%.
And so, yeah, so if you were just in an S&P index fund, you wouldn't have had as dramatic a loss.
No, and you can see here, Brian, I'll show you, I'll just scroll here. The light blue line is the S&P 500. And the dark blue line here is actually the client's portfolio. So down right around 24%. And we had a pretty significant bounce back last week. And you can see over time, but as we had rallies into the market, this client was contacted and said, you know, I'd like to raise some cash. And they still have some gains in their portfolio because they have been invested for a long time. But for investments over the last 2 years that they made, they're fully underwater. They never were able to capture those gains. And now it's just going to be a waiting game. And who knows how long it might take. Remember in the 2000 to 2009 period, we had the lost decade. The S&P 500 actually lost money over the 10-year period of time. It took the NASDAQ almost 15 years to break even. From if you'd invested a dollar in the peak of the NASDAQ in what, 1999, it took you to almost what, 2013 to break even on that NASDAQ, getting back to 5,000. So pretty dramatic. You never know. We could have another lost decade. No one has a crystal ball. But when we kind of look at the indicators and we say, let's try to see if we can raise some cash, this is the difference between people that take our advice and don't take our advice.
You know, I started in the business right after the dot-com bubble, and 5 years into it, then I see the mortgage crisis and all that. And I remember every time something like that happens, I meet with people that seem determined to not ever let that happen again. I've got to do it differently now because I've since learned or come to realize that pain is easily forgotten. And I want to say greed is a bigger driver than fear. Honestly, we're not trying to scare people by any means, but these are things you got to pay attention to. It doesn't always go up. I mean, I wish it did, but if it did, then we wouldn't, you know, you wouldn't need us. You wouldn't need any crazy strategy. Anyway, so there you go again, blabbing about nothing.
No, I definitely agree. When you in retirement, particularly for those individuals who are taking income, you can't afford to have drawdowns like this. This will completely blow up your retirement. Either that or you're going to have to start spending less, take less income. It just becomes significant drawdowns like a 24, 27, 21% drawdown. Those are really tough pills to swallow, and they can really make a long-term detrimental impact into your retirement. So that's when, you know, when it comes to distributing your assets, and Brian, you're the expert at this, distribution is a lot different than accumulation. Would you agree?
Well, absolutely. I mean, if you're taking down 23%, then you take a distribution from that, you're never, ever going to get a chance to climb back with that money. You want to pull 4 or 5% out, or maybe you needed 5% of the bigger number, and so it's more like 6 or 7% of the smaller number. And you're out. You're really out, and you never, ever get to climb back. And so you're enhancing the volatility by taking systematic withdrawals. That's where the annuities come into play, or cash. And I've heard a lot of people say, nah, I'm not going to do the annuity. I'm going to keep 3 years worth of cash on the sidelines. I mean, that strategy works fine. You know, there's some differences, but we don't need to get too far into that because John's got some other numbers that look dramatically different in this situation. So what's the difference with this portfolio?
Well, this is a portfolio of a client who I've had a long-term relationship with. I called them in January and I said, hey, look, you have a portfolio. You are fairly close to retirement. They have money elsewhere as well with another advisor, and that money is down significantly. But I called this individual and I said to her, I'd like to raise a significant amount of cash in your portfolio. And she said, you know, and I don't do anything by discretion. I think I might have explained that to you, Brian. I review trades with clients every time we either buy or sell something or make a recommendation.
Can you explain the difference, discretionary control?
Yeah, discretionary versus non-discretionary. So discretion is if I just could trade your portfolio at will, I don't have to call you. You sign off on all the regulatory disclosures where I can put you into cash 100%, or I can buy whatever I feel is right for you under whatever's in your best interest. I don't have to clear those trades with you. Carries a lot more liability in business. We tend to, as a firm, like the non-discretionary model. So we want you to know, and we want you to have an active hand in how your portfolio is performing, what you're invested in. We're going to try and educate you on all the positions you have if you want to get to that granular level. But we're going to clear everything with you. So I made all these calls beginning of the year to clients and said, this is what I'm going to recommend based on these factors. And so it's up to them to make the final decision. No, I don't want your advice. Just continue to keep me fully invested. Or sure, I pay you money to take your advice. We're going to go with your recommendation. So this was a client. I made the recommendation. Initially, I raised about 30% cash. You can see here that cash level is up to 64%. And that's been over the course of the last few months. Still 24% equities. But you can see this client, the S&P 500 is down 17.3% as of Friday. This client is down 0.7%. That translates into a $2,219 loss on a year when the market, we saw that other client, they were down $127,000. This is going to make a dramatic increase in this client's portfolio, in the performance, because now I have an ample amount of cash. And Brian, you can see this on the right.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's the one you showed me last week or a couple of weeks ago, whenever we talked about this. And that to me was just, it's impressive.
You can see that pretty much the straight line is where their account balance has been all year. Now, this client is a little concerned that we have, a little bit too much cash, but that cash is really buffering the volatilities for the remaining part of the portfolio that is still fully invested in the market. Very large position in the NASDAQ 100, the Qs. I had positioned some of this portfolio late last year into some energy equities, or the energy sector equities, which have actually performed fairly well into this year, best performing asset class this year in my world. And that wasn't by chance, that was really kind of by design. But now this client actually has a significant amount of money sitting on the sidelines, waiting to be put to work opportunistically. And as those opportunities present themselves, we will allocate that capital, and this client will enjoy some of the fruits of her labor and some of the fruits of mine when they are being able to buy stocks or equities or funds at much lower prices than they had been previously.
Well, and if macroeconomic factors kind of seem to settle out, and I think it's going to be a while before we see that, then, the cash is going to allow you to go make some really good value purchases. And any recovery that's subsequently comes, you'll see an enhancement in that. So to be able to, dang, that portfolio looks like an index annuity, but it's not.
No, it's not.
Oh, I had to put my annuity pitch in there, right?
Yeah. It's actually, I removed the energy position. Energy in the last, 2 weeks has been down about 20%. I took off the XLE position at right around $76 a share. Missed the final upside. I think it went up to it was 95 on the XLE, which is an ETF, but it's well below the $78, $76 range right now. I think it was closed Friday at like 70, maybe 72. The market was up. Energy could have traded up today. I was enjoying, Montana with you, so I didn't really check the market, but it's definitely, we traded out of that position. We added a little bit of tech exposure, but when it's down, the NASDAQ has been down 30% year to date. We felt that it was a good time to invest a little bit of that money, but that was more or less a 3% allocation of that cash. So as of last week, the cash has gone down from about 64 to about 62 and a half, 61 and a half. And there's more cash to put to work, but we've got to look for opportunistic places to put that cash. And we know that we're never going to hit the bottom of the market. We know that, but it allows us to avoid the huge, 25, 27% drawdowns that we've seen. And we think that it'll be way better for the client in the future. So it's kind of winning by not losing. If you can avoid those big drawdowns, I don't have to invest this client's allocation super aggressively for her to get a pretty decent rate of return and have a fantastic retirement.
Absolutely. Well, that's the name of the game, to smooth out the returns over time. You can do it by using certain products like annuities, bonds, actually. Well, we don't need to talk about bonds. That could be a separate discussion. They're getting hit hard too now, you know. But you also want to have a professional manager. When I like take on paying fees, it's got to be worthwhile. And I think for certainly one of those clients, like, you know, listening to what you had to say, even if they're not happy about it right now, you know, the proof is in the charts and you can see the result of that over time. Much stronger position, whether you jump back into the market now or if you continue to be patient with it. So, no, I appreciate you showing that to us. And I wanted everybody to see, like, this kind of backs up what he's been saying since he's been coming over here. And we'll certainly post updates on this going forward. We got something quality to share, something interesting. We'll let you know.
Yeah. Brian, I appreciate you having me on. It's just so everyone knows, those are both clients. They're both relatively the same age. One just decided to heed the advice that I was giving that they were paying for, and one decided not to. So obviously with our non-discretionary portfolios, if they say, hey, let's stay fully invested, we've got to stay fully invested.
No, it's understandable. So again, it's not that anybody's doing anything wrong, but there's a difference. And say it again. I think it's a good example, a real life example of what you've been talking about since last October, was it? Jeez, it's almost been a year. It's almost July.
If you can believe it.
Yeah, it's been great.
It's been a fun ride. I'm really enjoying your podcast. I listen to them all. And there's a lot of great advice that you give. And your clients should be thankful for the advice that you give them. You know, you're super knowledgeable. You know, what's going on in the marketplace. And, you know, I have a lot of respect for what you do. So I appreciate you having me on the Annuity Straight Talk podcast.
Yeah, no, it's great to have you. You've been an excellent contributor to it. A lot of people call me and really appreciate what you've done. So I'm grateful for you being here. I did get my first, I'm not saying everybody loves it. I'm sure there's some people that roll their eyes and think, oh yeah, he's just trying to sell something. But I did get my first real piece of negative feedback last Saturday. I got an email from a guy and he said, I hate to say it, but I'll never get that 38 minutes of my life back. I'm like, whoa, I guess you don't want a hat.
That's brutal. By the way, Brian, I do have an Annuity Straight Talk hat. Thank you for the gift. I love it. I will be wearing it, representing your firm going forward.
Well, there's a lot of people on vacation here. And if you're wearing one as we walk around town and go see the different things, they might think we're a couple wearing matching hats. So it's probably better, you know, just for appearances as they are. So anyway, you guys, thank you everybody for joining us again. This has been the Annuity Straight Talk podcast. It's available on YouTube or your favorite podcast platform. You can subscribe to either to see, get notified when one comes out. You can schedule a call at annuitystraighttalk.com. If you want to talk to John, you can talk to me on the website, upper right corner, schedule a call, super easy, super simple, or call me at 800-438-5121. We're going to go out, enjoy Northwest Montana tomorrow. We got a lot of work done today, both of us, and so I'm going to try to show them around a little bit. John, thank you again for coming to visit, and thank you for being a contributor.
Thanks, Brian. I appreciate it. I'll see you soon.
All right. Sounds good, guys. Well, everybody have a great day. Thanks again for stopping by, and we'll talk to you next week for episode number 49. Goodbye.
You have been listening to Annuity Straight Talk. The preceding information is for informational and educational purposes only. It does not represent tax, legal, or investment advice. The views expressed by guests on this program are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of Annuity Straight Talk or its partners. No information presented today should be acted upon without meeting with the qualified and licensed professional. It is important that you read all insurance contract disclosures carefully before making a purchase decision. Guarantees are based on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the insurance company.